Yud Aleph Ma'am Cheshvan, Tuesday the 4th of November, Rabbi David Hochhauser. What is the heter to drink milk?
Good morning. The Gemara says in Bukhuris, as was just mentioned, a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Bukhuris, Davavim Abbas, mentions that all milk, irrelevant the heksha, irrelevant where it comes from, all milk should essentially be osa, should be osa for us to drink. And the Gemara explains why. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the leka midid the osa mechai, there is no such thing that comes from a live animal, but shari rachmona, and it should be mutter. So pashtus, what the Gemara means to say is, because we all know a live behemoth is something which is osa to eat, there's an is of eva minachai, bosa minachai, we're going to explain that a bit later, and a behemoth is only mutter, only once it's shechted. The milk comes out from the animal when it's alive, so it's coming out from something which is osa. So l'chayra, the cholof should be osa. Okay, we're going to elaborate on that a bit later. But as I state in Gemara, the Gemara says that anything that comes out from a live behemoth should essentially be osa. Ant kidei kach, so much so, the Gemara has to find a posuk somewhere mefurish in the Torah that speaks out that cholof is mutter. Without any posuk, without any remez in the Torah that saying that cholof is mutter, pashtus cholof should be osa to drink. And the Gemara. The Gemara goes along and brings a few makaris. The first makaris that the Gemara wants to bring is from Basa B'chalaf. We all know that you can't have milk and meat together, which is mashma from the Torah, that cholav is only asa together with meat. Ob on its own, it will be mutter. So that's a right from the Torah, that cholav should be mutter. And that the Gemara says there's no right. Why? Because we know that Basa B'chalaf is not only asa b'achila, it's also asa b'hano. It says in the Torah, Lois Savasha Gediva Chalev Imoy, three times. One of the times it's coming to be marba that's even osa bahana. So maybe what the Torah needs to say is like this. Cholov together with bosa is osa bahana. On its own it's mutter bahana. But avada cholov will remain osa bahachida because it comes from a live animal. So there's no makor from bosa bahcholov. Then the Gemara goes ahead and brings a few other rays until the Gemara says in Maskana that cholov is mutter from a very interesting raya. Because it says in the Torah, Eretz cholov adwash, which is referring to the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. And it can't be that cholov is a shvach of Eretz Yisrael if it's osa b'achila b'shtia. So it must be that cholov is mutter. The Gemara's maskana, interesting raya from Eretz cholov advash. But what's mavur from this Gemara is that cholov pastures is 100% osa unless you have exerts a kosov. The lashon of the Gemara in Chulin is cholov is a chiddush atera. It's something which is a chiddush. Fred the Shittim Mekabetzis, which I'm sure it's all going through your minds, that's why we're speaking pashas v'ayira, he asks, why does the Gemara have to go and bring a raya from Eretz Cholov Advash, or go through a ganze sugya? The Chorid is a raya mefurish from our Sedra. Pashas Vayera, Avraham Avinu, Pashas Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. There's many rayas Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. So how can Avraham Avinu give Cholov, the chem of a Cholov, to the Malachim? If Cholov is something which is osa to drink, how can Avraham Avinu go ahead and give it to the Malachim? It must be, the Chorid, that's a raya that Cholov is mutter. As I frecked, the Shitta Mekabetzis on the side of the Gemara, he actually asks the Kasha, the Shitta. Answers the Shitta, no Raya. Why? Because Avraham Avinu thought that Malachim, he didn't know that they were Malachim. He thought that they were Goyim. And Goyim, the Chorah, not Metzuba. So Mameila, there's no right from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, by the fact that he thought that they were going, that's why he gave them cholov. And says the Shitta Mekabetzis, I'll prove it to you. Because Be'etzem, there was bosa b'cholov there as well. Besides the fact that it was milk. It was meat and milk together. Which that, there's a very famous medrash. That was the time against the Malachim. We're going to see that later. There was a time against the Malachim by Maimit HaSinai. That how can they go ahead and have bosa b'cholov? So there goes again the question. How can Avraham Avinu give them the bosa b'cholov? Bosa b'cholov is also. What's the answer? Because Avraham Avinu didn't know they were malachim. Avraham Avinu thought that they were goyim. So I mean, there's no raya. As much as he thought they were goyim and he gave them bosa b'cholov, that's also a reason why he gave them the cholov itself.
Who said he comes to have cholov in the house?
Who said he drank cholov himself?
Who said he had, well, what did he have in the house?
He milked. He went to milk the cows. He went to milk the cows. As I state in Shittim Mekabetzis on the side of the Gemara in Bukhari Stav Vavam Abbas.
Pasha says they gave milk first and then meat.
Oh,
Okay, this is good. Azishetin shita. The big pella is, this is where the pella starts. This is where the big question starts. The tzadak cholav is asa. Bosa b'cholav, we can all understand that bosa b'cholav is only asa to us yidden, not to the goy. But the tzadak cholav is asa. Why should cholav be asa? As we spoke out, because it comes from a live animal. What's the issa of a live animal? Eva menachai. B'nei noicham atzuvon eva menachai. So, the tzadak cholav is asa, pashtus should be included to goyim as well, b'nei noach. So what's the Shittim Mekabetz's answer, that Avraham Avinu thought that the Malachim were goyim? So what? If Cholav will be also, goyim should also be offered to drink it. So if there should be an Issa Lifnei Iver. How can I, Vaita, we're back to square one again. How can Avraham Avinu give it to the Malachim, even if he thought they were goyim? The Sadi should be also, it's asked Eva Minachai. That's the big question which the Achronim ask on the Shittim Mekabetz's.
They should have the cow first, and then they milk the cow.
Azay fret that credit. Now, Pashtas, there's two mahalchim to explain the shitta. The first mahalch one can think is like this. There's two isurim in the Torah. There's one issa of eva min hachai, which is only if you eat a whole eva. There's another issa called bosa min hachai. The difference between the two is, actually, the Gemara speaks out, it's two separate psukim. One is learnt out from a pasuk of Loisechal Hanefesh im Habasa, that's Eva Menachai. Do not eat a Nefesh. Nefesh is referring to a full Eva which doesn't grow back. And then Bosa Menachai is learned out from a different pasuk of Bosa Basal de Trefa. The difference between the two is an Eva is even if a person doesn't eat the full kazais of the meat, he eats it together with a Giddin, he'll be over on Eva Menachai. Opposed to Bosa Menachai, you can't eat just the Giddin, you have to eat the full kazais of Bosa. There's two separate Eastern, there's Eva Menachai and there's Bosa Menachai. Now Cholov, at the very best, can only be bosa menachai. It's just an eva. It's not eva of an animal. It's compared to like bosa. It's part of the animal, could be, but it's not eva. Kenzain, maybe, as the whole issa of a ben noyach is only by eva menachai. There's no issa of bosa menachai. So if cholov would be asa, it wouldn't apply to ben noyach, because at the very best, it can only be bosa menachai. That could be pshan, the Shittim Mekabetz says, by saying that Avraham Avinu thought that there were bnei noyach. There's no cholov should be also by ben noyach because it's shkaleva, it's basa menachai. That's what one can suggest. But the problem is, if one looks in the Rambam brings down halacha lemaisa very clearly that a ben noyach is mitzuva not only on eva menachai, a ben noyach is also basa menachai as well. So we're back to square one again. So what does the Shittim Mekabetz's mean? So you could suggest another answer like this. What does the Gemara mean to say that cholov is also at eva menachai or basa menachai? Does the Gemara mean to say that just like a piece of meat, which is part of the animal, if it comes off on the animal while it's alive, there's an is in the Torah, Bosa Menachai, so to Cholov is also part of the animal? That's how one can learn Pshat in the Gemara. Or maybe not. About the Cholov, Cholov is not part of the animal. It's something which is external. So what's the reason why Cholov should be Asa? Could be because there's a Pasuk. Very famous Pasuk, HaTmeim, and Cholin is brought down many times. The rabbis see on Vareitvam. We learn that from the Pasuk of HaTmeim, that anything that comes out from a Dover Asa is also Asa. Because Hayyotza min a Dover Asa is Asa. It's a special Pasuk that we learn out from HaTmeim. The Gemara uses it, the Mashal, Chelev, which is certainly Asa in animal, I'm talking about for As Yidden, Chelev, is only Asa in an Oichel form, when it's a food. What happens if someone liquidizes it and makes it into a mashke? Says the Gemara, it'll still remain asa because kalayetim in the dog, anything that derives from a dova asa, it itself is also asa. So could be, let me just finish off, could be, how do you miss the Gemara about it? The Gemara is the kasha. It's got a pasuk. So Kenzai, what the Gemara just means to say is like this. Cholov should be asa, not as the actual issa of basa menachai. Avada, it's not part of the animal. Cholov should be asa because it comes out from something which is asa. Because the animal, while it's alive, it's something which is asa. So cholov is coming out from something which is asa. That should be the reason why the cholov should be asa. Not that cholov is actually part and parcel of the animal. So that when you take the cholov out while it's alive, you're actually being over the lav of basa menachai. No. It's not really basa menachai. It's because it comes out from something which is asa. That's the reason why it should be asa. No, if it's only within kolayetzim in a dova asa, that's certainly lechoira only for us yidden. A ben noyach doesn't have this special pasuk vatmei. A ben noyach is only if it's an actual Eve Menachai or it's an actual Basa Menachai. But something which is only awesome because it derives from something that you need a special positive about to mean. That's not Nishadish Babeno. So Ken said that's a new Pshat in the Shitta Mikabesis. When the Shitta says Avraham Avinu thought that they were going, what he needs to say is because Chol about the very best is only within Kala Yitzim in Adava Asa. So, and that does not apply to Ben Noach. Therefore, there's no right from Avraham Avinu. Now, speaking on this point, where the chol of its osa as because it's part of the animal, which we understood at the beginning, it's actually osa as basa menachai. Or where the chol should be osa of kol yitzim min adava osa, it's a big machlekas gedoy lachrenin exactly to understand this have a minute that chol should be osa. L'chayre, the way we're speaking out the Shitta Mikabetz is why there's no right from Avraham Avinu is because the Shitta takes on this as Kaliyetsim in Adava Asa Asa. Let me just elaborate on the two Mahalchim. If you want to say that it's Asa'at's Basa Menachai, the Havamini, without the Chiddush HaTorah, then you've got to say that Cholav is enough part of the animal that there should be a problem of Basa Menachai. Anything that comes out from a live animal is Asa'at's the Isav Menachai, which is a Chiddush. I'm saying, as I came and learned in the Gemara. The other way of learning, which we just spoke out, is that cholav is only osa, as kala yotzim in adava osa, osa. To say it's osa, as kala yotzim in adava osa, osa, one has to put in one extra knitch. Reb Kveiga speaks about it in a tshuva. It's not so simple that a live behemoth is a dava osa. Pashtas, the is of eva menachai, and the is of basa menachai, only kicks in when it's removed from the animal. While the Eva and while the Basa is all intact, while the animal is intact, the animal is not Asa. When you remove the Basa, when you remove the Eva, then it becomes Asa. That's Pashas when the Issa. To say that the animal is Asa, even when it's completely intact, it only makes sense if Behema le Ivar Memedis. There's a whole sugya in Chulin. The Gemara speaks out that if a Behema is there to be separated, Sevarim, then we can damn the Issa even when it's alive. There's a whole sugya in Chulin. The Gemara speaks out that we all know that a trefa is asa to eat. But we have another problem. Eva menachai is also asa. So it's two isurim. And there's a kalal of ain isa chalal isa. The Gemara speaks out. If behema bechayeh levar memedes, if there's an isa of eva menachai while the animal's alive, then trefa can't be chal on the animal while it's alive. Because ain isa chal isa. Trefa can only start only once the animal dies. Maybe not. There's a whole shayla of kitsa. It's not so simple that an animal, while it's complete, it's something which is asa. So therefore, it's a shaila how we can understand kala yetsim nadava asa asa. Right. So Ken Zayn that this Gemara is going out outside the behema bechayeh levarim emedes. I'm just bringing out. It's not so simple either way. It's either you can learn that cholav should be asa because it's part of an animal, or you can learn out kala yetsim nadava asa, which only makes sense that an animal is actually a dava asa even when it's in its complete form. Oh, yeah, Nechami, that's also, yeah, but you also have to done it there, 100%. I'd like to bring a Chassam Sofer as a Makor, not like the Shittim Mekabet says. The Chassam Sofer speaks on a Shah Melech, a very famous Shah Melech, and he's Madcha the Rai of the Shah Melech, and Lechoya, according to the Dicha of the Chassam Sofer, Lechoya should be a Rai to one of the two Stolen. The Shah Melech says as follows. There's a Gemara that says, I think it was mentioned before, I'm going now into Basa B'cholov, Mita Milk. There's a Gemara that says that Cholov Shchuta, that means, if one shechts an animal, a Kosher Shchita, and then Cholov comes out after the Shchita, there's no Issa Basa B'cholov. We learn out from the Torah, Le'savashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy, which is referring to Basa B'cholov. B'chalev Imoy means with the milk of the mother while the mother's alive. But the milk that comes out after the behemoth is shechted, there's absolutely no issa of basa b'cholav. As I stay thinking more, Kalez the Shara Melech, a very interesting shayla. What's the halacha of a cholav of a ben b'kua? What's a ben b'kua? Ben b'kua is as follows. The halacha is, if you shecht a mother animal while the baby's in her, and then the baby comes out alive after the shechita and grows up to be a nice big cow, the halacha is because the animal was in the mother's womb at the time of shechita, there's no din shchita on the animal. You can theoretically shoot it in the head and eat it. You can take a eva from it. There's absolutely no issa whatsoever. What's the reason? So the Gemara learns out that because it was in the mother's womb at the time of shchita, it's as if the shchita was on the animal. So it's already had the shchita. So halacha lamaisa, there's absolutely no problem. Even while it's alive, there's no issa eva melechai. Kleza shah melech azah shayla. We know that cholov of an actual mother that's been geshechten, that's had shechita, there's no issa basa b'cholov. What's the halacha of this cholov of a ben b'kura? Now, what's the shayla? He has a zasar shayla. What's the reason why cholov, there's no issa basa b'cholov by cholov shechita? Because we learn out from the pasuk b'chalev imoy, while it's alive and not when it's dead. A ben b'kura is alive and kicking. So eba zoi, it doesn't go into that drasha, so there should be an issa basa b'cholov. All says the shamel, and maybe not. At the end of the day, it has this din shchuta to the ben b'kura. It's got this lomdasha din shchuta. The lashon of the Gemara is that behema shchuta, there's no basa b'cholav. So it's got a din shchuta, even though it's live and kicking. So maybe then there's no issa of basa b'cholav. Again, it's a shiny shamelech. Is there yes or is there not? Says the shamelech that I've got a raya that's absolutely mutter. Halacha l'maisa, if someone has a ben b'kura, you can take milk while it's alive for many years, however long it lives, and eat it together with your meat, whatever it may be. Why? He says that there's a raya from this Gemara in Bukharis, which we've just learnt in Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that cholov should essentially be osa. Like we spoke out, all milk should be osa. The only reason why it's mutter is only because it says in the Torah. What's the first makor that the Gemara wanted to bring? From basa b'cholov. The Gemara wanted to say that every cholov is also together with meat. It's the chmashma from the Torah that cholov on its own is mutter. So it's a proof that cholov is mutter. Okay, the Gemara says it's not a rai like we spoke out, because asma not. But the Gemara thought the chari that should be a beautiful rai. Says the Shah Melech, as a chringed akasha, he asks the following question. Anad sad cholov should be also. The chayra, that does not apply to cholov of ben b'kura. What's the tzad that cholov should be osa? Because it comes from a live animal. And a live animal is osa with what? Eva mina chai. A ben b'kura, there's no issa eva mina chai. Halacha l'maisa, ben b'kura has got a din of a shchuta. There's no issa. Halacha l'maisa, ben b'kura, that's a double pashut. You can take a live limb off a ben b'kura and eat it. There's no problem with a ben b'kura itself. So a cholov of a ben b'kura is absolutely fine. You don't need a chiddush atayim for cholav ben b'kura. Halacha l'maisa, cholav ben b'kura, there's no hava minna that its cholav should be asa. Fret l'sha melech. So why are you bringing me a raya from basa b'cholav? Maybe that's what it says in the Torah, that cholav together with meat is asa, but on its own is mutter. The Torah is referring to a cholav of a ben b'kura. But en chanami, a regular cholav is actually asa. What's the Gemara proving from basa b'cholav? That it must be that cholav is mutter. Maybe when the Torah says that cholav together with basa is asa, but on its own is mutter, it's referring to cholav of ben b'kura, because cholav of ben b'kura, there's no havan in it that should be asa. Give all the gekasha. Says the shaman, you know what the answer is? Because cholav of ben b'kura, you put it together with basa, it's still mutter. You can't say that together with basa is asa, but on its own is mutter, it's referring to ben b'kura. Because even together with meat, it's going to be mutter. So we made this up there. That's my makor to say the halacha lemaisa, that cholov of a ben b'kura together with meat is mutter. Therefore, the Gemara can have no such havamina that the Torah basa b'chol is referring to ben b'kura. So what is the Torah referring to? A regular animal. So you've got a beautiful raya. On its own, cholov is mutter. As a chrinish tika, gvaldige kasha on yenu sugyo, which the chori comes out, halacha lemaisa, it's very famous, that cholov of a ben b'kura is absolutely mutter to eat it together with milk. Meat. Sorry? Yeah, that's why ben b'kura theoretically is mutter, I'm saying. In Switzerland, all these countries, theoretically, they could take two ben b'kuras and there'll be no problem, but it's still us, that's my saying. Correct. I'm not sure if on the... Yeah, we have to check up in halacha. I'm talking about the issa min ha-Torah. Speaking about the Shah Melech, it's a bit in brackets, the Meshech Chochma in this week's Pasha, actually, it doesn't go with the Shifra Mekabetzis that I mentioned earlier. He explains the whole thing that goes on there with Avraham Avinu. He asks the following question. Avraham Avinu, start like this. By Maimit HaSinai, it says that the Malachim had a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu. That Hashem should give the Torah to us, the people who live in Shemaim, the Malachim. Ma enish kisiz kareinu, which means, why are you giving the Torah to people who yulud isha, with gashmistiki people? What has the Torah to do with us? Which Anam Moshe Rabbeinu turned back to the Malachim and said the following. The Torah doesn't belong to you. You're already over the Issa Torah. Why? Because by Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha, you ate basa b'cholov. How can you go and eat basa b'cholov? You're showing that the Torah doesn't really belong to you, and therefore, it's quite rightfully, it should go to us, Yidden. Fred the Meshech Chochma, I don't understand. Inasmuch it will be also for the Malachim to eat basa b'cholov, so how can Avraham Avinu give it to them? So, you've got the Shitta Mekabetz's answer, that the Shitta says that he thought that they were going. The Meshech Chochma doesn't go mamish with that mahaloch. Could be because he had shver. How can he cook it? There's Issa Bishol Basa B'chalov. Says the Meshech Chochma a beautiful pshat to explain this medrash. According to the Shaul Melech, he says the following. He says the story was Be'etzen, there was no Issa Basa B'chalov. You know why? Because when Avraham Avinu took the Chema B'chalov, the Chema B'chalov came from a Ben Bekura. And therefore, there's no Issa Basa B'chalov according to the Shaul Melech. So what was going on? What's the tain against the Malachim? He says beautiful. He says like this. Shechita, the concept of Shechita, is only nischadish to us Jews, to us Yidden. Goyim don't have Shechita. I'll bring you out a practical nafkamina. After Shechita, I've never actually seen it, but after Shechita, animals mefacheses, it moves. Right, chickens, we all know it moves. Now, it's not, I mean, to some sort of an extent, it's a bit alive. For Goyim, they're not allowed to eat it after Shechita when it's mefacheses, because Eva Menachai, it's not properly dead. But for us Yidden, where there's a halach of Shechita, once Shechita's done, it's mutter. So that means that it's cholik us from the goyim. By the goyim, it has to be properly dead for it to be mutter to eat. I'm talking about the Issa ben Noach. For us Yidden, once it's shechted, even if it's moving afterwards and it's got some daggers of chiyus, the story main asa. Says the Meshech Chochma, using that concept will be by Ben Bekua as well. A Ben Bekua, what's the reason why it's mutter basa b'chalav? Only because it's got a din shchuta. A din shchuta only makes sense. That means it's got a din shchuta. It only makes sense only if we're in the parsha of shchita. A goy which is not in that parsha of shchita, then the whole lomdus doesn't start. Zok de'azo. Avraham Avinu, if you're going to say there's no issa basa b'chalav in the case of Avraham Avinu, the only way that would work is by saying Avraham Avinu was not a ben noach. He had the din of a yid. Because if he had the din of a ben noach, you can't come along and say, oh, it was a ben bekua. There's no din shechita by ben noach. The whole concept of shechita only makes sense by a yid. So it must be that Avraham Avinu was a proper yid. This is the time against the malachim. The time against the malachim was like this. With mehichatis Avraham Avinu should have a din yid. We're talking about chodim matan Torah. It must be that Avraham Avinu, because he was niskadish, because Avraham Avinu was niskadish with the kedusha of Torah, he took the Torah and he made it part and parcel of himself, and he kept the Torah. That's what brought him up a level from being a ben noach to yid. So this is the tiny to the malachim. Says the Meshech Chochma, it's beautiful. The tiny is asay. You ate basa b'cholov. No. What's the answer? So the malachim turned around. Chas v'shalom, we never ate basa b'cholov. Why? Because it was a ben pekua, according to Shaul Melech. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to Malachim, aha, you want to answer yourself why you never ate basa b'chalav because it was a ben bekua? That must be because you agree that Avraham Avinu had the din of a Yisrael. That means, in other words, you can't come with tainus and say, oh, the Torah doesn't belong to Yidden. Because if Torah doesn't belong to Yidden, then Avraham Avinu couldn't be a Yisrael. So Ebazai, how can you eat basa b'chalav? The only way to answer how you ate the basa b'chalav is only because you agree that there's a concept that a yid down here, which is a gashmitik, it can be niskadish for kedushas Yisrael. So it was in the tiny of the malachim is, you can't come with tiny b'shas matan Torah if you already agree that Avraham Avinu can bring himself up to a level of a yid. Okay, that was just using that Shaul Melech to explain Yena Medrash. Coming back to the Shaila of Basa B'Cholov, to the Shaila of Cholov, where it's Asat Yetzer, says the Chassam Sefer, is a Gevaldik Chassam Sefer, heard it from someone in Eretz Yisrael. He says that the proof of the Shaul Melech is not a raya. Can I just go over with the proof of the Shaul Melech? The proof of the Shaul Melech is as follows. He says, as the Gemara wants a makor that every cholov should be mutter. What's the makor? From basa b'cholov. I'm talking about the havman of the Gemara. What's the makor? The Torah says a cholov is asa together with a meat. Mashma that on its own it will be mutter. So we've got a proof that cholov is mutter. Asa Shaul Melech. What's the makor? What's the proof? Maybe we're talking about cholav of ben b'kor, cholav ben b'kor. There's no havim in it, it should be asa. So maybe that's what the Torah means, that together with meat it's asa, but on its own it should be mutter. And that, he says, it must be that by a cholav ben b'kor there's no issa basa b'cholav. But the Shaul Melech only starts his raya only because he takes on that cholav of a ben b'kor, there's no havim in the veld that its cholav should be asa. Which is quite rightfully so. A ben b'kor, there's no issa of Eva Menachai. So obviously the cholov should be mutter. There's no havim in it should be awesome. Says a chassam sefer, that's incorrect. Gevaldi chassam sefer. He says like this. A ben b'kua, there's a big machlekes tanoim, what's with its chelev? Now, we all know that chelev is asa. On a regular animal, when you shecht it, you can only eat its meat. The chelev is absolutely asa. But there's a mandama which takes on that this little child that was in the mother's womb at the time of shechita, and it comes out afterwards, not only can you eat from it when it's alive, you can even eat its chelev. But even according, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, even according to the shita which holds, you can eat its chelev, but dam definitely not. The blood definitely not. You still have to salt it, you have to get... Now, the Rana asks the following question. Why Beit Ben Ben Kua, if we matter a chelev, what's so special about dam? So says the Ran, beautiful, he says the Ran, because, what's the het of Ben Ben Kua? Because it says in Torah, kol b'behema techelu. It's the pasuk. Techelu is a lashon oichel. It's got to be a food. So boss is food, chelev is food. What's dam? It's a mashke. So because it's a mashke, it doesn't go into the head. So by Ben Bekoa, it does not include the blood, because it's a mashke. Says the Chassam Sefer, this is a Gevald Gezech, says the Chassam Sefer, Amit Sad Cholav of a regular animal will be Asa, the Cholav of Ben Bekoa would also be Asa. I can ask me a question, what do you mean there's no Issa Ve'eva Menachai? You know why there's no Issa Ve'eva Menachai? Because Kol Behema Techelu. No, Kol Behema Techelu only includes things which are Oichal of food. If cholav will be asa by regular animal, then cholav of Ben Bekoa would also be asa. Because as much as dam is asa because it's a mashke, cholav would also be asa. It's also a mashke. So come out, halacha lemaisa says the Chassam Sefer, if it will be true that all cholav will be asa, it will include cholav of Ben Bekoa. Because kol behema techelu says there's no eva menachai on the meat. Anything which is an oichel chelav, it's an oichel. But anything which is a mashke, not. So it would not include the cholav. That's why the Shamelech lost his whole raya. You can't ask a kasha, what's the Gemara, bring your raya, say it's Tumah Cholav Ben Bekoa. There's no difference between a Cholav of Ben Bekoa and a regular animal. As I tell you the Chassam Sefer. Now, here goes the Lamdas. For the Chassam Sefer to say such a thing, it only makes sense because he takes on that the Tzadat Cholav is Asa because it's part of the animal. It will actually be Asa out Bosa Menachai and not Midin Kola Yetzim in Adava Asa Asa. Let's work it out. Because if the whole only tzadat cholov is going to be asa, it's only because kolay yetsim in adava asa asa. So you can't come along and say that cholov, because it's a mashke, will be asa. There's no reason why the cholov should be asa. It's only asa because it comes out from something which is asa. A ben bekua, it's coming out from something which is mutter. Masha enkin. If you take on like the first tzad, that the tzadat cholov should be asa, is because it's actually part of the animal. It should actually have the actual issa of basa minachai. Then you can start saying, this won't have the het of basa menachai by ben bekua because it's mashke, it's like a dam. If it's within yotza, pshat is that it itself is not asa, it's only asa because it comes out. What's it coming out from? An oichel. An oichel is mutter by ben bekua, so there's no sign that it should be asa. But if it's as basa menachai, then we can understand. What should come out in afkamin halacha lemaisa, whether you take on it to midin yotza or midin basa menachai? Halacha lemaisa cholav is lemaisa mutter. So there's another tshuva chassam sefer, which comes out practical, big nafkamina. What's the halacha with eggs? Now, Tosa speaks out, eggs for the same price should also be a chiddush atira. Because it also comes from a live animal. So what's the makoris? So Tosa speaks out, there's a pasuk that says, Vespasa yana, which is speaking about the egg of a yana, which is also, the Gemara speaks out. So Tosa says, what do you need a pasuk then? Egg of a non-kosher animal is also. It should anyway be also. It's up there because a kosher animal is also better than should be also. Nevertheless, the Torah says it's mutter. So you might have a having a non-kosher, should also be mutter. That's why you need a special pasuk that's makor. Says Torah, another makor could be from Shluach HaKan. There's a pasuk that says you have to take the eggs and not for Lele Kalbecha. When you take the eggs, the eggs are also. Must be the eggs are mutter. He brings the makor. Says the Chassam Sefer like this. He finishes off like this. Unbelievable. He says, according to Mila Shitasoi, that it's not asam idin yotza milk. The tzadat milk should be asa because it should be actually basa menachai. Like we saw the Chassam Sefer, he throws away the Shamelech Raya. So what's going to be the makor? So according to the Chassam Sefer, which come out, if it's asa as the actual is of basa menachai, that should apply to Ben Noach. So halacha lemaisa, cholov should be asa for Ben Noach. Why is milk mutter for Ben Noach? Because of Ram Avinu. He thought that they were goy, and nevertheless he gave it to them. So that's a makor that cholov is mutter via goy. But what about yid? What about eggs? Eggs, we've got no makor. Halacha lemaisa, the Chassam Sefer says that there's no makor eggs on mutter by a goy. By yid, I just spoke out, Shluach HaKan, all these type of rice, that's a rye for us. But what about for goy? And ad kedei kach, there's a whole Shuvah Chassam Sefer that goes through as how can we Jews, if we've got a Jewish shop, How can we sell eggs to goyim? It's also for them. There's an Islif Ne'evan, and he wants to suggest maybe because they can anyway get eggs themselves easily from Tesco or from their own grocery shops. There's no Lif Ne'evan. Goes back and forth. The Maisi believes Halacha the Maisa that it's Mutter. But he's stuck. What should be Taka the Makori? But just to bring out just one Nekuda, the Chassam Sofer only starts because he understood that the Issa is out for the actual bottom in the Chai. If the Tzadeh should be also out for Yetzer, the whole thing doesn't start because there's no Yetzer by a Ben. No, yeah. Grishka.